let's do the word a bit. Sit down. Let's do the word a bit. Let's do the word a bit. Most of you next year, you get calls. All these my people, worship ministers, get ready. Platforms that you never expect. Whatever you are doing cake, you are doing fashion, whatever you are, just get ready. Yeah. You are an account. Whatever you are doing for a living, get ready. A man can have God and have money. He wants us to prosper. All right. Now, we are talking about wise virgins tonight. Let's talk about wisdom first, like I said. Wisdom is the right application of knowledge, like we all know. But I'm going to go a bit further. Follow me carefully. Or let me put it this way. The ability to apply knowledge with good judgment, particularly through the lens of God's perspective. That's wisdom. Let me come again. It is the ability to apply knowledge with good judgment, particularly through the lens of God's perspective. The ability to apply knowledge. So the fact that you have knowledge does not mean you are wise. You are only wise when you apply that knowledge through God's perspective with good judgment. Now listen. We are familiar with three brothers. Wisdom, knowledge, understanding. They go together. Wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Now, let me differentiate them in simple terms. Knowledge means what? What do I do? What is this? So the answer to the question that starts with what, or when you make an inquiry with what, it means you are seeking knowledge. You want to know. Am I communicating? What do we do with the mic? It amplifies my voice. That is knowledge. You know. The fact that you know what the mic is used for does not mean you understand how to use the mic. You may know, but not understand. So understanding means how. How do I do this? How do I do this? Are you following me? So the fact that you know that this mic is used to amplify voice does not mean you have understanding of how to use it. So when you now understand how to use it, the question of how has been answered. Then where does wisdom come in? Wisdom comes in when you maximize that understanding for optimum benefits. What do I mean? Let me use the mic as my case study. Now, I know what the mic is used for. I now know how to use the mic, which is understanding. But the fact that I know how to use the mic does not mean I can maximize the use of this mic. There's a way I'll connect it and my voice will sound like frog. Until a sound engineer comes and adjusts or make adjustments. So you may have an expensive gadget, an expensive mic, for example. But if you don't understand how to use it, and then maximize that understanding so that we can benefit from that mic, the mic will be useless. So, a way of applying knowledge, a way of applying understanding so that it can benefit us more, is what we call wisdom. Am I communicating? Because the fact that I know how to use the mic does not mean I have wisdom to maximize its use. There's a way I'll connect this thing and you won't even enjoy my voice. You will not even hear me loud as you are hearing me now. Until a man that has wisdom about it, like Mr. Chigo, will now come do one or two things. That means he knows how to maximize the use of this mic so that it will benefit all of us. That's wisdom. Who is a virgin? Literally speaking. Who is a virgin? If you know, stand up and say it. I'm hearing you. Who is a virgin? It's like it's heavy in your mouth or what? Okay, since let me help you. May I say it, okay? Literally speaking, a virgin is a person, especially a woman, who has not had sexual relationship and is therefore pure and chaste. Someone who has not had, sexual intercourse. And so because she has not had sexual intercourse, she is pure and chaste. That's a virgin. Now, do you know that the term virgin most times is always attributed to women? Tonight, I want to inform you that a man can be a virgin. I just saw some hands at the back signifying that they are male virgins. Interesting. All the male virgins, shout hallelujah. Even a married man says he's a virgin. With children. Now, a married man or a married woman does not enter my definition of virgin. So automatically, marriage takes away virginity. Marriage terminates virginity. Marriage cancels out virginity. In those days, virginity was a big deal. Want to marry a woman? Then go do test. You could do testing to know that a virgin. That's how they used to do. 12 of you will enter the room. Enter the room, they will lock and put inside. Then when you bring out blood with white, the bed sheet will be white. Then let's say the person will carry white handkerchief enter or something. So once the man comes out with that white handkerchief or white cloth stained with blood, people will not jubilate. Hey, it's a virgin. Hey, they will celebrate. It's like big deal those days. Are you following me? But today, let me shock you. We still have 26, 27, 28, 29, 30 years old lady and are virgins. Don't get it twisted. That you are doing it does not mean everybody is doing it like you. Are you hearing me? I know them personally. I know. You may ask how. I add you. Listen, you know, the work of ministry is deep. There are certain things that, how do I put it? There are certain things that, if you want to help a person grow, know God deeply, there are certain information you need by the Spirit. Necessarily, privacy is always a big deal, which is normal. But trust me, in the realm of the Spirit, there is no privacy. Soon I say, I know. I don't know my flesh. It's deeper than you. Let's hold it there. But I've come to tell you tonight that, ladies and gentlemen, the virginity I'm talking about tonight is not the one you think. So now we are talking about spiritual virginity. So I don't want to dwell on the physical one. But whether you are or not is not my business. That's your business between you and God. Go and sort it out with God. That is your business. Who is a spiritual virgin? Spiritually, virginity is a state of spiritual purity, faithfulness, and wholeness to God. Let me come again. Spiritually speaking, or spiritually, virginity is a state of spiritual purity, faithfulness, and wholeness to God. So, a spiritual virgin is someone totally dedicated, committed, and sold out to God. A spiritual virgin is someone totally dedicated, committed, and sold out to God. Let's go to Revelation 14, 3 to 5. Revelation 14. Are we there? Revelation 14. And a song as it were a new song. Unfortunately, the screen I normally use is not working today. So please let me just read my scripture. And a song as it were a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. Verse 4. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. Verse 5. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. That scripture explains better what I just defined as spiritual virginity. A state of spiritual purity, faithfulness, and wholeness to God. So a spiritual virgin is someone totally dedicated, committed, and sold out to God. Listen to me. The fact that you are a physical virgin does not mean you are a spiritual virgin. You may be a virgin physically, biologically, but spiritually, we are not seeing you because there is no state of purity spiritually. Because you are not committed, you are not sold out. There's no wholeness. There's no relationship between you and God. The fact that you have been in church for many years does not qualify you to be called a spiritual virgin. The fact that you have been in church for 30 years, 20 years, 10 years does not qualify you to be called a wise virgin. You can be in church for many years and yet you are a foolish virgin. So if you combine my definition of wisdom and spiritual virginity, you will get to understand that a wise virgin, or wise virgins rather, are very scarce in the church. A state of spiritual wholeness, purity, commitment, sacrificial. That is what Revelation 14 defined. The Bible says in verse 5 that they are blameless, without faults. They've been tested and they are without faults. These are the ones you offend and they don't keep you in their mind. They tell you immediately, they apologize or you apologize and they move on. Their heart is pure. They harbor no resent. They harbor no malice. Spiritual wholeness. Those are the ones God calls his virgins. Now, let's look at five facts about wise virgins. It will help you understand it better. Facts about a wise virgin or wise virgins. Sir, the fact that you are a spiritual virgin, that's number one. The fact that you are a spiritual virgin does not mean you are wise. The fact that you are a spiritual virgin does not mean you are wise. After that, that parable was about wise and foolish virgins. So you can be a spiritual virgin and yet be foolish. Later I'll teach you how to know that you are a wise virgin. I'm getting there very soon. That is my one fact. That you have a state of spiritual wholeness, spiritual purity, does not mean you have wisdom. Yes. Let's go to number two. Now, before we go to number two, let me explain something. Please listen attentively. I've told you that a complete man in God has the nature of God, the power of God. Let me know where I can remember. What's the third one? The wisdom of God. And I said the power of God is the anointing, the engracing, the empowerment, the power of God. The nature of God is a fruit of the Holy Spirit that helps you build good character. Am I communicating? Then the wisdom of God helps you navigate life so that you don't die poor, even though you are a prayer warrior. So, when we talk about wise virgins, it simply means they have a state of spiritual purity and yet they can navigate life. They know how to make money. They know how to navigate the systems of this life in such a way that they are serving God with their life and yet their pocket is not empty. They understand the cosmos. The Bible says that God has given us all things that pertains unto what? Life and godliness. Life meaning school fees. Life meaning your bills. Life meaning the things you want to acquire in life. Life meaning a car. Life meaning a house. Then godliness. Godliness meaning your spiritual state. Your spiritual wholeness. Your spiritual appetite. Your own care for God. Bible says God has given us these two. How? According to the power that worketh in us. So you don't have any business being a born again Christian, loving God, and yet you cannot feed your family. That's not God's will. Am I communicating? So, as you are loving God, serving Him, advancing the kingdom, you should be able to eat 3 square meals and eat what you want, not what is available. I pray for someone today. Receive the grace to eat what you want to eat when you want to eat it. In the name of Jesus. Oh, why should you be craving ice cream? But it's cream ice you have. There are times most of you have craved chicken, turkey, and the craving died with the appetite. There was no way it could be met. 3 days you were craving it. But your bank account was telling you can't crave that. Check your balance in OP. You cannot crave what you are craving. Receive grace to meet your craving whenever you want to meet it. Amen. Shout that amen. Amen. It's a good prayer. You can be a spiritual virgin and yet have money. That's what we call wise virgin. Now, this message, I'm approaching it from different dimensions. Because a wise virgin, we don't obviously get there. Because that parable talks about the second coming of Jesus Christ. Yes, that's what the parable is about. When the bridegroom will come back to take his church home, I'll get, that's what I'm going to end it with. I'm approaching from different dimensions. So if we say the wisdom of God helps you to make money, so it means, and we say that a spiritual virgin is someone that is whole in God, that is pure in God, that carries God, that is hungry for God, that loves God. It means a wise virgin is, and then this virginity is not for just female, don't get me wrong. I've told you, a man can also be a virgin. It's a state of spiritual chastity, a state of spiritual purity, whether you are male or you are female. So you can be a spiritual virgin and yet have money to spend. And I wish above all things that you do what? You are saying as if you are not sure. I wish above all things that you do what? And what? Be in what? Good health. Now, here's the condition. Even as your what? Your soul prospereth. That means, as you are feeding your soul, which is what comes with you every Wednesday night, feed our soul with the word, with prayer. When you want to buy what you want to buy, and you put it in your pocket, something should come out. And your heart should not go too deep. And that's what most of you used to do. You want to give offering. And now, you know how 29 used to feel. You know how 15 now. 15 now is polema. You know, you touch it. Ah, 15. This is 15 now. Ah, 1,000. No, 1,000. You now put 1,000 back. You live for 15 naira. Imagine God wants to give you and he's doing that for you. So, as you are serving God, you should be wise enough to know how to navigate life seamlessly with the wisdom of God. With the wisdom of God. With the wisdom of God. Why should you be praying and be begging for bread? That's not God's will. We understand process, we understand training, but trust me, there comes a time when you need to also be a generational blessing. Training is not forever. Please. Have you seen any course in the university that's forever? Apprentice, is there any work they learn forever? No matter how long, training will end one day. Even if ASU strikes, last, after 15 years, you can still graduate. Graduation must take place one day. There is no training that is forever. Even spiritual training is not forever. Most of you, you lack wisdom to make wealth, and you call it process and training. Whereas lack of wisdom. God, have mercy on me. Help me. God, mercy, Bawo. Mercy, Bawo. I'm looking at you. You are not looking like what I have in heaven. I blessed you 3 years ago. Why are you still like this now? You do not have wisdom to know what to do. Opportunity came. He said it was come. You couldn't even discern properly because you have not. Oh my God. Any spot in your ass, any link, I cannot click over. By clicking, all my money in my account will disappear. How much is your account? 3-5. That's all will disappear. Now, listen. Let me balance it. I'm not going to be careless. Don't be careless. But where is this piece of discernment? Most of you are too emotional. Because you read somewhere that someone click a link, all his money disappeared. You are now conscious of links. Even though that change your life, you are conscious of it. Second link, click link. Let's have a glory camp. No, if I click this link, I only gonna know it in the put there. Because you had a story from somebody, so your mindset. My God. Opportunity came. Good opportunity. But you're always scared. Ah, what if it doesn't work? What if it's a scam? What if you want to go and kill me? What if? Till it pass. And then when you see a great man that God has helped, you say, say I'm 419. They're doing 419. A ritualist. Only God knows what they do. See, they can't carry the drive. Only God knows what they do. Mm-hmm. And then you go day. Because God is still blessing men. I I needed to clarify that before we proceed. Number what now? Number two. God's desire for us is that we are spiritually sound. Listen, there are three. Number one, spiritually sound. Number two, blameless and also wise. God's desire for us is that we are spiritually what? Sound, blameless, and also wise. Number three. The fact that you are a physical virgin or biological virgin does not mean you are a spiritual virgin. Did you hear me? Did you hear me? As I do like this, no man don't touch me, oh. Man never touch me for this life. No man don't touch me. I thank God for my life. Man, sir, listen. Sir, man. No man don't touch me. Me too, I never touch man. No woman don't touch me. Me too, I never touch woman. Very good. We applaud you. You have tried. It's not easy. If a young girl of 23, 24 tell anybody that she's a virgin now, they will think, they will doubt her. How can you? It, to them, it's not normal. That's how bad the world has become. It's not normal. They say, it will say it's a lie. Hello, sir. Girl of 13, 12. 13, 12. They are doing it now. That you had the testimony of Tumishi. That one is even rape. That one is even rape or molestation. I mean, madness. What do we even call itself? Let's call it madness. Is it incest? Possessed. It is possessed, true. Because it's not normal. What did it attract you? What could no young go committee? I see I'm trying to look at what moved you. It's demon, oh. That's just a demon. Because a demon needs a body to operate. And the body that makes itself available, demon will use. God, devil, they need body to operate. Are you hearing me? Anyone you present yourself to will use you. Sir, in this kingdom, no one is in the middle. If God is not using you, the devil is using you. You are not in the middle. There is no provision for middle man. Something is using you or you are using something. So you are a physical, biological virgin. We agree. It does not mean you are a spiritual virgin. Are you following me? I've defined both for you. So you can be chaste biologically. But in heaven, you don't even know God. So you are a physical virgin and you are a liar. Hello? Physical virgin, but you have life for men. I'm coming to Port Harcourt to see you. Send transport. In your eye, you are smart. Only God know how many transport I sent for some of you that did not go. And you think, you're not blocking. Your mind, you are smart. One day, now one day, cinnamon go. Listen. Until the frog, enter pot of soup. He did not know that type of water. Until crab enter pot of soup. He did not know that type of water na in day. Hot and cold. So you may be physically chaste, but spiritually, we are not there. You keep malice, you gossip, you backbite. You are wasting that biological virginity because God does not joke with them. So If you are physically chaste, like physical virgin, and you are also a spiritual virgin, oh my God, oh my God. Let me tell you, ask God anything, he will give you. They are the ones that God is looking for. The ones that are pure, that have not been tested. That have not compromised. There is an anointing, a very unusual, heavy anointing that always rests on them. Whether male or female. Ask Apostle Romeo Sai. If you have listened to his messages, he has said several that he never knew any woman until he married. So when you are investigating the anointing on him, it came from, he never knew any. He said, if you are here and I've never taught you, we are stand up and say it. God does not joke with them. There's an anointing that is always on them. As if you are here and you love God and you are a biological virgin, please keep yourself. You are not ordinary. You are an instrument in God's hand. Like instrument. You have withstood all the pressure. You have not compromised. You are an instrument in God's hand. And peradventure, you have made several mistakes. You have messed up. No problem. God can recreate you and make you a virgin again. It's possible. Yes, absolutely possible. It's called mercy. And let me tell you, you have messed up, you have done several things, and you are like, God, can you still find me in this state? Can you see, is there still anything you can do with me? I have an answer for you. The answer is yes. There's a lot he can do with you. You are far better than a man that is carrying shoulder and does not go to go with brokenness. Now we start this church. When I meet us here, no remorse, no brokenness. Bible says that God resists what? The proud. But gives grace to the what? To the humble. So God can create a man and make that man a virgin again. It is called new birth. I'm the one that you have shown mercy. You have shown mercy. Oh, I'm the one that you have shown mercy. You have shown mercy.
You have shown me mercy.
You look past my sin, my guilt, my shame, and poured your love. You look beyond me, you. Shabalabarakata.
You look beyond me, you.
I say you look past my sin, my guilt, my shame, and poured your love. You look beyond me, you.
Daddy, look beyond me, you.
I am the one.
I'm
the one. You have shown
mercy. You have shown me mercy.
You have shown.
You have shown me mercy.
I am the one.
Righteousness alone. You are. You have shown.
All right. There is someone God is sending me to. I wanted to go to the next, but God is stopping me. Now, he says, I should tell you something, and I'm going to say it now. You are not many, maybe just 7 or 8 of you. He says, I know you have made so many mistakes. And most times you wonder whether God can ever forgive you. So, I have news for you. He said, I should tell you that it is your kind that he loves to use. He says his mercy goes about looking for people like you. Because he wants to use you to write a story that only you will be able to tell. So he says, it doesn't matter how far you think you have gone. Probably you are even living with a man that is not your husband right now. Probably you have done so many terrible things. And you are like, am I still welcomed? Can God still do anything with my life? He says, his love is so wide. He said, for like 4 years, she has been waiting for you. 4 years. He has been waiting for you. He said, there's a lot he wants to do through you. Let me quote him. I want to use your life to write a story. I want to use your life to tell the world that I can still show a man love and mercy. He says, you are the one I'm looking for. I've waited for 4 years for you. So it doesn't matter how filthy you feel. It doesn't matter how dirty you feel. It doesn't matter how far lost you think you have gone. His love is so wide, it can accommodate you. It's so deep, you can't get to the end of it. And he says, I love you just the way you are. I love you just the way you are. You are the one my son died for. And I'm ready to make you a virgin again. If only you accept my hand of embrace. My shadow, you won't light up. Mountains, you won't climb up. Coming after me.
So, no walls you won't tear down. Lies you won't tear down. No shadow you won't light up. Mountain coming after me. No walls you won't tear down. Yeah, eyes you won't tear down. He's coming after me. I see Jesus coming after me.
He's coming after me.
He's coming after me. I see Jesus coming after me.
And he's coming after me.
He's coming after me. I see him. He's coming after me. He's coming after me. Oh, coming after me. I could earn it. I don't deserve it. Still you gave yourself away. I could earn it. I don't deserve it. Still you gave yourself away.
All right. Sing it. Let me hear you. Ayalaba Sataya. Find still I'm found.
lives in 99. I couldn't earn it. I don't deserve it. Still, you gave yourself.
The same mistake you are making. If only he had come to me. Now you have the chance to come to me. I want to write your story. Now I'm going to make an altar call. I didn't want to do this. I was struggling with it, but he said I should make it. So I'm just going to yield. So just in case you are the one I'm talking to, whether you are male, you are female, and you think you have made so many mistakes and God cannot use you, he says you should come, that he wants to use you. So I want you to come now before I continue my message. Come. You are the reason why we are having this checking out night. Thank you, my brother. You have made a very wise decision. He said, I want to make you a virgin again. Come. 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 I want to make you a virgin again. I want to use your life to write a story in your family. They will not believe what I will do with you. They will not believe. They call you bad boy. They say you are good for nothing. I want to prove to them that I can do a lot with nothing.
To share your image.
Abana kabale to paratayala.
Waradada.
Come.
To me, O Jireno. To me, O Fire.
All of you. No, the ways of God are very mysterious. Now, the Lord told me that there are five of them here that has a call into ministry. Now, listen. Those five of them, the Holy Ghost will touch them now and launch them into a deeper work with God. Now, help them fulfill their mandate. And so, Holy Spirit, wherever they are, I know they're outside there, five of them. I ask that, my God. There's a fire that is going to be empty on them, mixed with oil. Holy Ghost, please help them, watch us, help them. Holy Ghost. Yes. Rabakata. Ekopo, look at it. Eleparata la bayata. Shabarekete. Elamboro, Boroko, Sombra de la Bayata. Hola way. Shabarekete. Yes. He says, it is your kind that normally likes to use. Those I put in, they cannot amount to anything. The power of God is so strong on them. Just help them. The power of God is so strong on them. So mana na kapayata. Rabakete lebokaba. Shebelia kete. Now listen, he says, there is something I wanted to use your father to do. But your father did not yield. So I want to use you instead. I want to use you. And an anointing is coming again. It's coming. Help them, please. Help them. So this lady needs help, please. Someone should help them. Please, all the ushers at the back. I don't know why you're sitting down there. Kabareke telebakata.
shebende kete ekaparando koparanda kete reba kasata eleko panda reke sete lebo okupa shabarata lebo roko barakate. Abalato kopananda leba yatata peko tupa rete lekete shabarando koparakete. The hand of God comes stronger, yes. Yes.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yes. I launch you. Oh my God. It's a new walk. It's a new walk. It's a new walk. It's a new walk. It's a new walk we call. Kaparete lebara. Shabarate lebo. Rakata. It's a new walk, 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 it's a new walk. Balada mana mana dala baraka. Ila manando roboko baraka. Repata andala bayata. Shepata dele roboko sopreka. Ekrapaka sabarada. Ebene koto mandele bayata.
Silence. Amen. Let him see your tears. No problem. This is, I told the bridegroom has come for his church. Three of you there are supposed to be here. And right there where you are, the power of God will locate you right there on your seat. Since you didn't come out, he wants to come to you on your seat. Quiet everywhere. The three of them, he will locate them. This is Shekinah. I am. I don't even want the sound. I'm interested in those three. Close your eyes, everybody. Close your eyes, except the ushers. I'm interested in those three. Holy Ghost. They are in the congregation. Touch them. Bring them out by yourself. Bring them out by yourself. Bring them out by yourself. Bring them out! Bring them out! Holy Ghost! We didn't come to play tonight. I have to touch them. They didn't come out. You don't hide from the Holy Ghost. It's the unseen eyes. Kalibara. Just drop on the floor here. Drop on the floor there. The grace of a prophetess, seeing eyes, hearing ears, 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 seeing eyes, hearing ears. Shabaleka paleta. Help this lady. Stay with her. Stay with her. I'm still preaching, you know, the part of the preaching. Lord, I'll soon be done. Raise that up. This one is for the Lord. This one is for the Lord. Take! Hold away. She's for the Lord. This one is for the Lord. Brother, you have run for too long. You have run for too long. I had in my spirit as it was on Moses. Imagine. Even me to not get them. Take! That is it. I'm still preaching, still the message. This is practical section. It's all of them here. All of you here. Eh? You will serve God to stoop up. If I've taught you, go back. I've had my hand, I've taught you. Go back. If I've not taught you, come forward. The kind of hunger, eh? After I've taught you.
Ancient ones, ever true, changing me.
It's a good time to sing this song.
We have come,
there are three of them that the power of God wants to come upon. As this song is being sung, three of them. Come on, continue.
Ancient one.
Come on, continue. Three of them. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, kaparada le bayata. Ashabareke te paranda le bayata. Eko parande le bayata. Epeko so parande. Ashabareke te le boko.
Ancient ones.
Yes.
Ever true.
Mercy.
We are gone. We don't want to
so let us. Jesus. Jesus.
We are
Jesus. Let the tears flow, no problem. The bridegroom has come for his bride. Hola, no more struggle with consistency. No more. Take unquenchable fire. Salvation. December. You see them, their life will never, ever remain the same again. All of them.
My feet has found a resting place. In the
look at the thing Jesus does. In 3 minutes, look at the amount of lives he has changed.
I rest the ever-living God.
Ayala Kabaya.
His wounds for me shall bleed.
You better join him if you know the song.
I need no other.
No other, no other. Ayala Kabaya Kata.
I need no other.
Look at the power of God all over. The life is changing. The life is changing. And life is changing. It's changing lives. It's changing lives. It's changing lives. It doesn't matter how far you have come. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
And that he that
for. I love that man of Galilee.
Can you just enjoy yourself? Ayala Kabayata.
For he has done so very
just enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. That's how we came.
He has forgiven me all my sin and sent the Holy Ghost
to me.
I love that man,
my God,
of God. I love that man of Galilee. For he has so very much for us.
He's here.
He has forgiven me all my sins and sent the Holy Ghost to me. I love that man. Oh, 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 oh. Just as I am without one plea.
Time.
But thy blood was shed for me. But thou that didst die
to
thee, O Lamb of God, I come. I come just as I am.
Hear the trumpets. Continue singing. Let him join you.
Was shed for me, but thou, thy deedest thou
to thee, O Lamb
of God, I come.
So I cherish
the odor
of the cross.
Steal my trophies at last I lay down.
I will
cling to God.
See what Jesus is doing. See what Jesus is doing everywhere.
And exchange his son for. So I cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the rugged cross. And it's changing Sunday.
I don't know how you know this song.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my life,
time.
My strength, my song.
Aya.
This cornerstone, this solid ground,
strength
to the fiercest drought and storm. What height of
hope, yes, yes, yes,
what depth of peace,
yes,
when Jesus sees, when shining sees, my comforter,
my Holy
One, he
the
Lord, oh, Christ, I say,
Shaparaka,
Repaka, Paraka,
Second,
keep
Sit down. My God. You know, I know I need to be a struggle to finish this message. I need to be a struggle. I knew. When he said he was coming for his brides, I knew. Help them, just help them. The glory of God is all about this. I'm not sure I can read through my message. Oh, but how? Don't play the sound. Let us enjoy. Cry it out. Eroi, the God who sees me. The God who sees you. Eroi, the God that sees me. Say, God has seized you, my God.
Oh, but how?
Ṣùgbọ́n a rí ṣọ wẹ̀. Aya. Stay there, stay there, stay there.
Mo ní kábíyèsí tá ò rí o. Ṣùgbọ́n a rí
ṣọ wẹ̀.
Mo ní ọba tá ò rí. Oluwa,
you know it, sing it, come on.
Oluwa,
Eroy, he says, I see you, I see you, I know you. Ashabalada bayataya, kabalando roboko baraka sataya. Arabiti yo,
Arabiti,
Arabata,
Arabata.
Eyi la tobi ju,
Eyi la tobi ju.
Let's join the angels.
And I will not
sing it like a minute. My God. Just the keyboard alone. Keyboard alone. My God. My God. Don't miss heaven. Don't miss heaven. Make sure you don't miss heaven. Look at what God is doing. My God.
My God.
I will now be silent.
Jesus, 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 Jesus,
Hey, 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 hey. singing.
Pray in the Holy Ghost, everyone. Blast in the Holy Ghost, blast in the Holy Ghost. Fast, 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 fast. Fast and loud, fast and loud, fast and loud, fast and loud.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, come on. Fast and loud, fast and loud. Levels is changing. This is how we get the testimonies. Continue. You are entering into virgin dimensions. Virgin dimensions in God. Online, messenger with us. The Holy Ghost has taken over my message. Aya, aya, aya. How much can you drink? How much can you drink? How much can you drink? The well is deep. Oh yeah, drink. Drink. You are not weak. Drink. Drink.
Sukata prata kaskopo antele puta kasarata kaskopo jishka prokoduru riakataska pirakataska be riakataka prokoduru prokoduska be ampana kataska e prokotaliska be la mofaksale agachilla pariatale prokotaka komaska be riakata prataka aprosaba parada Bruna Cabaranda, Crosani Bacata, Adiana Jonah Banten, Monasa, Apuranta Lisa, Protoco Fragadilla, Aprodicasa, Zogatine, Adialamo Genesale, Protaca Bandes, Villa Skita Monascane, Emonanda Honda, Emonanda Sela, Poliana Noisele Cati, Branda Cascai,
in Jesus' name we pray. Sit down.
My God.
Sit down. Sit down. If you can, sit down. If you can, sit down. No, don't worry. I want to control it. I need to say some things to end my message. Sit down. Sit down. If you can, sit down. Sit down. Arrange the chairs. Sit down. Jesus. No. Don't worry. I'm trying to control it. If you continue, I'll not be able to. Don't worry. Try to control it. Amen. Amen. Now be quiet. Remember, I'm still preaching. Be quiet. Oh! Aha. Sit down.
Now.
Amen. Amen. Mr. Ketchuk, I want to control it. If you continue that thing, I'll not be able to say what I want to say. In Jesus' name, we pray. In Jesus' name, we pray. Now, settle down. Settle down. Settle down. Settle down. Now, what he came to do is to create brand new virgins. And that's what he has done. Now, I need to say some things before I round up my message. I have not even started preaching. Please, whatever you miss in this life, don't miss Glory Camp. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. Ah, yeah. Don't miss Glory Camp for anything. In Jesus' name. Now,
I was about talking about qualities of wise virgins. There are seven, but I cannot list the seven. Let me talk about just three. Just three. Qualities. Please help them. Oh, Jesus. The glory of God is so strong. Can I even do this? These qualities are very important. So I want to talk about them. Just three. Now listen. I told you I want to approach this message from two dimensions. Part one has ended. Let me go to part two. Part two is about the second coming of Jesus, which is what that parable is about, really. The bridegroom is coming back again. It is called the second coming of Jesus. That is why he has come to prepare his church. That's what he just did. Because the books will be opened, and whichever name is not found written in the book of life will be thrown through the lake of fire. The bridegroom is coming again. It's called the second coming of Jesus. So we want to look at three qualities of a wise virgin. A wise virgin prepares for the groom. We are all wise virgins. There's no foolish virgin among us. So how do we prepare? What are the qualities of a wise virgin? Like I said, there are seven, but I cannot list the seven. I cannot talk about the seven because of time. Let's talk about three. But before that, let's go to that scripture. I want us to read that scripture from 1 to 13. My God. Matthew 25. I'll be very fast, so follow me carefully. 25. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Note, which took their lamps. I'm trying to see if I can. Okay. Number one, I'll just list the seven, we'll explain three. Number one, spiritual preparedness. Qualities of wise virgins. Number one, spiritual what? Preparedness. Let's continue our reading. Verse two. And five of them were wise, and five were what? Foolish. Verse three. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. Allah kabori barakasata. The lamp represents the word. The oil represents the spirit. The lamp represents the word. That word is a what? Lamp. Is that in your scripture? So the lamp there represents what? The word. They took word without spirit. How can you read word without spirit? It will be letters to you. Verse 4. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their what? Lamps. So number one, spiritual preparedness. The oil symbolizes spiritual readiness, a genuine walk with God and the Holy Spirit. The wise virgins were prepared, but the foolish ones were not. Even though all 10 eventually slept. Listen to me. Live your life as if rapture is taking place this night. What did I say? Tell the person beside you. Say, live your life as if rapture is taking place this night. Live your life as if the bridegroom is coming tonight. Spiritual preparedness. Spiritual preparedness. The wise virgins were prepared. So they took extra oil. Extra oil means extra strength, extra stamina. In the days when men will be caught napping, may we not catch you napping. They say, the love of many will wax cold. It's in the Bible. How come it is you that your own love is waxing cold? How come it's you? Hello, sir. Men and women are still burning for Jesus. Check yourself. We are not all waxing cold. Me, I'm not waxing cold. So use your coldness. We should investigate where it's coming from. Because a sheep does not give birth to a goat. Spiritual preparedness. You must not be caught lying. You must not be caught keeping malice. You must not be caught with anger. You must not be caught cheating. Live your life as if the bridegroom is coming tonight. Because when he comes, he will come with rewards. What you are seen doing, caught doing, is what you'll be rewarded with. And he will ask you the potentials I placed on you, the grace I gave to you, what did you do with them? A wise virgin lives spiritually prepared. Number two, like I said, I'm going to rush it. Holy Spirit, my God. Number two, vigilance and readiness. Qualities of a wise virgin. Number two, vigilance and readiness. Let's read 25, 6 to 7. Still Matthew. Verse 6. And at midnight, please. Is that in your Bible? And at when? And at when? And at when? Hello, sir. Midnight is when men sleep. It's not a common time for any bridegroom to come. That means you must be vigilant and ready. And at midnight, there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Verse 7. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. Now hear me. You can be vigilant but not ready. Readiness is a product of capacity building over a long period of time. Do you hear me? You can be vigilant, alert, but not ready. The fact that you are vigilant and alert does not mean you are ready. Readiness is a product of 10 years of prayer and fasting, 5 years of spiritual investments, 15 years of spiritual capacity building. It is when you have that capacity that you can say you are ready. Am I communicating? Because when the bridegroom comes, he will look for men that have capacity. My brother, why are you not praying that thing again? No, just background. Very slowly. When he comes, he will check Okpe out. Okpe, do you have capacity? He will check. Okpe, you are supposed to go to 100. You are still on 30. I can't do anything with you. With 30, you cannot mount. With 20, you cannot mount. Because when he comes, it is not this year that you used to hear the trumpet, your spiritual year. So the level of your spiritual sensitivity determines whether you hear the trumpet or not. I've told you, men will still be worshiping in church. Trumpet has sounded. I'm telling you, the bridegroom has come for his church. All we will see on the chairs are clothes of people. Because it's not this body you use. Your body will be transformed. And you will now say, they tell it to. So it's true. Yes, it's true. It's true. We have gone. Shekinah has moved to heaven. It will shock you that the person you are keeping malice against, the person you say ought to, you will see him in heaven, you'll be here. To shock you. Because I have a feast to forgive. Oh, the bridegroom is coming again. Number three, quality of a wise virgin. Don't exchange your fire and readiness for relationship. Don't exchange your fire and readiness for relationships. Let's look at 8 and 9. Let me show you something. 8 and 9. 8 and 9. 8 and 9. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. Verse 9. Let's see their reply. But the others replied, we don't have enough for all of us. Go to a shop and buy some for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, they were wise enough not to give them their own oil. They refused to exchange their fire for because of relationship. Sir, there are times you say no and stick to your no. The wise virgin said, no, we are not giving you this oil. Most of you are giving your oil because you want to act out of pity. Most of you have exchanged your fire for friendship. I don't want to offend him. I don't want to hurt him. The reason why most of you are where you are spiritually is because you refuse to say no to certain friends. You refuse to say no. to certain friends. You refuse to say no to certain friends. You exchange your fire for relationship. You exchange your fire for friendship. The wise virgin said, no, we are not giving you this oil. We are not giving you. We are not giving you. And they stick to their no. Who have you said yes to that you're supposed to say no to? So the quality of a wise virgin is the ability to say no when it's time to say no. No to invitation. Certain invitations. No to certain friendships. No to certain relationships. Sir, for every phase of your life, there are people God sends to help you. If you don't discern them, you pick the wrong people. Not everyone can be your friend at certain levels in life. Not everyone. Not everyone. Not everyone. But what now? My God. Number what? My what? My four. Let's read 10 to 12. 7:25. I'm picking up my points from this scripture. 10. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage. Aya lebono kobarakasa. Please read those 4 words there. Those 4 words. And what? Or 5. Read. Shout it. Shout it. They kept knocking and knocking. The door was shut. The door was shut. If it's a man that shut the door, then a man can open. But when God shuts the door, who can open? The Bible says that God locked the ark. God himself locked the ark. When no one, all of them have entered. Who locked the ark? God himself. You know why God locked the ark? So no man will be able to open it. He himself came and opened it by himself. The Bible says the door was shut. The door was shut against those that could not say no to certain friendships. The door was shut against those that could not take certain instructions. The door was shut against those that could not stay consistent in God. The door was shut against those without fire. I'll do as it pleases me. Whatever the cost, I'll be at a soldier. I'll die at my post. Oh Lord. On that day, it is those that have carried the cross that the door will be open for. We are begging you now. We are doing shakara. We are begging you. Serve God, serve God, serve God. You don't want to listen. A day is coming when the door will be shut. Mercy will expire. You will beg and cry. There will be nobody to hear you again. I will love you. You to be as if it's film trick. But you will be real. It will be real. It will be real. It will be real. There is nothing this wide world can pleasure. Breaking news. Since you can keep malice, there will be many people to keep malice with on earth with you. No problem. How savvy than in this. So that day to be welcome home, my daughter. Welcome home, my son. I saw all your struggles. I saw how you served me. Enter into your rest. Enter into your rest. Whatever the cost.
I will be a true soldier and at my post.
Let's continue. That's what? We're on 10, right? 11 now. Later. Okay, King James. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us, my God. What was the answer? But he answered and said, verily I say unto you. Hey. Can you read it? Verily I say unto you. Read it. Shout it. May God not tell you that. And you say, but I sang worship in church. Say, I know you not. But I was in the choir. I know you not. I was an usher. I know you not. I swept the church. I know you not. I went with evangelism. I know you not. I was a deaconess in church. I know you not. Sir, I was a GO. I know you not. I was a pastor. I have 1,000 members. Say, I know you not. And it's my man that used to sweep the toilet every day. That is when God will say, enter into your rest, Mama. Mama, you have served me well. Mama walked in purity, righteousness, holiness. Mama did not compromise. But you were like this. 1 month consistent, 2 months inconsistent. You were struggling with sin until the trumpet sounded. What would it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? What would it profit a man? One day the bridegroom will come, and when he comes, he will not come empty, and he will come with rewards. He will come with rewards. Then this song I sing in my head. La 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 la. Abide with me. I don't know if you know it. Play it for me. Tells you, I know you not. My heart is broken. Like, I want this garden in heaven just like we are now. I wish there's anything I could do. I wish I could live this holy life for you. See, they came, let me live it for you. I wish I could. I can't. The best I can do, I am doing it. I'm doing it. The least sacrifice I can make, I'm making it. Some people did not even fast. What should I do again? They did not. They are not serious. They are not committed. As if. I'm communicating a burden. I wish you see my heart. There's nothing. One day it will be all over. Everything will end. Everything. May it not be that after it has ended, you are not regretting. If I had known, I would have stopped going. You were saying it to Aya. It will be too late. There's no second chance to like come back and serve God again. It will be too late. Some people will not be here anymore. By His grace, I won't be here. Most of us will not be here again. Will not be here. We'll be gone. We're going to sit with Jesus. No traffic. No school fees wala. No odds. No pain. No bills. We'll just be there worshiping every day. What a sweet experience it will be. With the 24 elders. Just adoring Him. All day. Trading that kind of, what is worth trading it for? What is worth it? What is worth it? What is worth it? And crown him. Abalaka bara daba sataya. Remember, even the ones that were rejected were also virgins. Yes. Yes. That means they also did their best to serve God, but it was not enough. They were foolish. I want to end my message. My words now, please. Number four, don't take action late. Okay, the scripture I read now was for number four. Matthew 25, 10 to 12. Am I correct? So that number four is don't take action late. Now listen, the oil eventually became available, but it became available when it was already too late. Am I communicating? Please, did they get oil to buy? But was it at the right time? It was already too late. That means you can repent late. Can catch fire late. Your hunger for God can be late. God bless you. When we all six. I'm leaving out one because I've talked about it earlier on. Number six. So number five. Don't be nonchalant and ignorant about Christ's second coming. Wise virgins are not nonchalant and ignorant about Christ's second coming. Please, let's read verse 13. I'm rounding up already. Verse 13. Please, let's all read verse 13 together. Psalm 25. Matthew. 1, 2, read. Say it louder, please. Not everyone is reading it. I want everyone to read it. 1, 2, go. First Thessalonians 4:16-18. Ah, my God. First Thessalonians 4:16-18. 16-18.
For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven,
Kaya,
with a shout,
with the voice of the archangel,
and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
17.
Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever
be with the Lord. 18. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words.
Don't be nonchalant and ignorant. Listen to me. Bring it down.
Listen. The foolish virgins went to get oil. Did they get the oil? Did they get the oil? Who sold it to them? Human beings like them. Am I communicating? That means even when the bridegroom had already come, some people were still selling oil. They didn't know that rapture was taking place. They were still selling oil. 10,000 dollars anointing oil. $10,000. The oil himself have come and they were selling oil. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing
that we
be. When we all see
Jesus, we will see and shout victory.
If I, some people will be selling at the Dumota, they will not know that rapture is taking place. Because everybody around them did not go, so they don't know. The bridegroom has come. Some were busy still selling oil. So both the foolish virgins that missed it and them that sell oil, they are all on the same level. So you that is in church and you are foolish and unbelievers, you are on the same level. So you are not like them. You want to serve God. By not being like them, you are missing a lot already. So why not go? Since you want to serve God well, it's not better you just go and be like this. I'll be waiting because my brother bring it down. Let me pass this message. Because there's no difference between both of you now. Am I communicating? So if you want to serve God, do and well. Make them not say you serve God. If you don't serve God, that means you and them, you're on the same level. So why wasting your time in church? Are you getting what I'm trying to communicate? Who are selling oil when bridegroom have come? So they were virgins in church, were foolish. And they went to buy oil from the unbelievers. They are all on the same level. Because both of them did not enter with the bridegroom. Last one. See, most of you that think you are born again, you come out for what that call to do. You think you are born again. You think you can speak in tongues. No problem. Last one. Hello, sir. Breaking news. Number 7. There are real Christians and professing Christians. Real Christians are the wise virgins. We call them sheep. Professing Christians are the foolish virgins. We call them goats. We are in the days when God is separating sheep from goats. We have real Christians. We have those professing Christians. They are not practicing it. They are not professing it. The real Christians are the sheep. Professing Christians are the goats. Ladies and gentlemen, the days we are the days when God is separating sheep from goats. Listen, sheep and goats attend the same church, but God knows difference. Am I communicating? So when you go to church, greeters will greet goats. You are welcome to church. Welcome to church. We love you. Your shoe is fine. Your smile is good. They'll give you sweets. Greeters also greet sheep too. Welcome to church. See, both sheep and goats, we all meet in the same church. Both criminal and righteous man met at the cross now.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So both sheep and goats. Sheep sitting near goats inside church. It will be
It will be your own last call.
Perhaps the person sitting beside you,
your own.
Let me read the last scripture to tell you that Jesus knows sheep and goats inside church. We all worship in this and so church. We all clap pay tight, but Jesus knows sheep, no goats. Do you believe it that Jesus knows sheep and goats? Which one are you? Sheep or goats? Sheep or goats? You're not even confident. Sheep or goats? Let's see from scripture that you are sheep. Open your Bible. This is my last scripture. We'll see now. Because it's not by mouth. Matthew 25. The same Matthew 25. We're going back there again. Verse 31 to 34. Final scripture. Let me close my notepad. Matthew. Hey. 31. I'll read 31. You read 32. Did you hear me? When the Son of Man, who is the Son of Man here? Aha. Shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him. That means not coming alone. So don't walk alone. Then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. Read 32 for me. Are you seeing what you are reading? Read it again louder, 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 louder with confidence. And it's a shed the sheep. Sheep, where? Where? Please, where is Jesus seated? Aha! The sheep shall be with Jesus on the right hand. Finish that scripture. And the goat, where? Where are you, left or right? Verse what now? The last verse. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. So on that day, we say, fine, I saw all your labor for me. How you were standing as an usher in Shekinah for many years. I saw the day a friend called you to come and do Yahoo Yahoo. And you said, no, you want to serve God. You had many opportunities to compromise, but you refused. So today, come to my right hand side and wear the crown of glory. Ye that overcome, met ye. You know the song. I think most of you know it. What shall happen to him? Shall we? What manner of man is Jesus? I'm done. Oh, what manner of man is Jesus? Sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
Oh, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. Oh, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us.
That
I should become the Son of the way that we
oh.
heavenly Lord, your name is one. Your name is beautiful.
Your name is beautiful. I worship you, Lord, for you are mighty. You gather the world in your hands.
Sincerely, you know that your path with God is not straight, and that when the bridegroom comes, it's going to find you wanting. I want to pray for you. Can you please come to the altar? Apart from this, I've come out earlier on. You know that your walk with God, there are commands there. Come. You're not coming. Can sit down. No. I'm not begging you.
You've got a hope in your hands.
In your hands, you've got a hope.
In your
spirit, leave that relationship. Come to me. One of your side, close your eyes. There are four of you that are supposed to be here. Come and join them. Five, pray for them. You know your work with God can be better.
I'm a choir. You are doing yourself. You may be a worker, usher, media, instrumentalist, and you now say, because they know me, I'm popular, they will be looking at me somehow. You are doing yourself. Come. Come to Jesus. I want total silence now. That silence.
The word of God is a two-edged sword. That is what has happened here tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, any time from now, the trumpet will sound and it will be all over. The bridegroom will come for his church. All of you outside, you have made one of the wisest decisions of your life. You have not allowed ego and pride to keep you. God is proud of you. I'm going to give you 1 minute to make one prayer. And all of you in the congregation also make this prayer with them. Lord, help me to finish well. My God, pray. Help me to finish well. Help me to finish well. Help me not to compromise. You better pray. May I not be like the foolish virgins. May I not be like the foolish virgins. Help me to finish well. I receive the grace to finish well, afresh.
There is a race.
Come on, pray. Come on, come on. Cry to him. Help me to finish well. Help me to finish well. Even online, you are with us now. Join us. Help me to finish well. Oh, wise virgins. Wise virgins. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But I thank you for these ones outside here. Has pleased you that they come out and rededicate their life to you. And I ask that just as they have prayed, help them to finish well. In the name of Jesus Christ. In fact, help all of us to finish well. We rely on you, we trust you to help us. You help our fathers, please help us also. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Now remain standing. Remain standing. I don't want to tell your name or what. You are with them. Okay. Close your eyes as you remain standing. Close your eyes. The number of men God is calling to ministry these days, I'm surprised. There is one here. There is one here. Once I get that one, they'll go back to their seats. There's one. There's one here. And this one, anointing will rest on the person now. Maybe a last shout to the ear of everybody. Person will not be able to hold it. Before the count of seven, it will come strong. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He's on you already. He's on you already. It's 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 on you already. Go back to your seat. Preach on being vigilant. Even though, let's sing it before I call. Okay. Alright. No, don't worry, we'll still sing it. Just wait a bit. Now, we want to take our new one seed. Bring it out and speak to it. Bring it out. The weight of glory in this house. It's a good time to sow, really. I'm making a transfer. Let it go to Fidelity accounts. Media, this one we don't have screen today. Okay, I think there's one working. So just check that one. You see the account number there, just in case you don't have it on your phone. Mandala Barako Shada Bayata. Please speak to that seed. How you want the rest of the year, the remaining 27 days of this year to be for you? Say it to that seed. You can only speak when you have faith. So make sure you are speaking in faith. Don't be distracted what is happening here. God is working on her. Just do what I say you should do. Allow God to finish his work on her. She has been running for a very long time. She has been running for a long time. Go ahead and speak to that seed. If you are making a transfer, speak to it before you make it. The main 27 days of this year. How do you want to be? Speak, my God. Those online, please do what I said we should do now. Speak to your seed. Is this song that we're going to use to bring the seed? And we'll do it very orderly. But finish, I'll tell you how to do it. I'll tell you how to go about it. You better believe what you are saying. You've had the testimonies. Some testimonies are being bettered again now with what you are doing. So you will come out and say, there's a day service that we should speak to our seed. I said this, and God has done it for me. So speak with faith. Speak with faith. Oh my God. Thank you, Holy Spirit.